April 26, 1918. Dear Mother, I was sorry to learn from your letter that Emily was not recovering as quickly as she ought to, but I hope that she is better by this time. I hope that your fears about Sherm are over by this time, as a letter which I just got, and of which I am enclosing some copies, said that he had just written you a long letter. I hope you will send it up to me as soon as you can. I'm sorry that I was so slow about copying those letters of Chan's, but I finally got them done. I seem to be about as busy as ever, although I haven't had to do much in connection with the Dartmouth. However, this afternoon, I have got to write a couple of stories, including one about a big parade which is coming off this afternoon in celebration of the success of the Liberty Loan campaign. The students here bought over $18,000 worth, including my $50 one, for which I hope Father won't be angry. Practically everyone in college bought one. In regard to my marks, which you mention in your letter, I hope to have raised them before the end of the semester. I am standing B in French at present, which is better than I have done before, and I hope to raise my chem to an A. Then, if I can keep the rest of the same, I ought to get unlimited cuts and a $90 scholarship next year. I had to go before the scholarship committee Wednesday in order to renew, but they seemed to be quite satisfied with the paper I made out, which I believe was sent to Father, and they didn't ask me a single question about it, but just okayed it. I've made out a rough budget of my probable expenses for the rest of the year, which amounts to about $50. The last deposit, besides paying my room rent and deposit for next year's room, went mostly for board, though, as you probably remember, it was necessary for me to treat the members of the board, which cost me quite a little. The budget is as follows. Board, $25. Dues, $5. Proof and copy and Dartmouth charms, $5.25. Banquet for Dartmouth board, about $5. And incidentals, $10. The last one may be too big or also too small, and I haven't much idea how much the banquet will cost, except that the freshmen have to pay most of it. The proof and copy charm I rather wish I hadn't ordered, but it is quite an honor to belong to the society, and that is the only thing they have to tell that you belong. I will need some money right away since that last deposit is all gone now, and these charms may come any time. Also, my eating ticket will be at about next Tuesday. I'm planning to stay up through commencement, which means that I will be home about May 26th or 27th. With lots of love, Alfred. P.S. I found that I was all out of paper, so I had to use this sheet, which had already been written on.